Technology, it's such a big part of our lives. It can be fun, it can be convenient, just like this podcast, which is why University of Missouri Healthcare is proud to support podcasting on KBIA. Technology can also save your life. That's why so many people turn to University of Missouri Healthcare. Its hospitals and clinics offer you the latest technology, plus a medical team whose skill and knowledge are unparalleled. You know technology makes everyday life a lot better. Well, it's true for your healthcare, too. University of Missouri Healthcare, the care you deserve from the team you trust.
Hello, and welcome to Under the Microscope, KBIA's weekly look at stories in science, health, and technology. I'm Raymond Tongakar. The Affordable Care Act takes a big step forward next month when new healthcare marketplaces open for business. The percentage of people who are uninsured tends to be higher in rural areas than cities. But as Grant Gerlach reports for Harvest Public Media, across the rural Midwest, some residents are reluctant to sign up for federal health insurance.
In Wheeler County, in north-central Nebraska, 18% of residents are uninsured, compared to 13% statewide. It's where you'll find Clear Creek Organic Farms near the small town of Spalding. Bob Berndt and his wife Christine sell cheese and ice cream from their grass-fed dairy. They're also raising corn, vegetables, and 12 children.
Maggie, Christopher, Katie, Rosie, Raymond, Jenny, Tommy, Eddie, Frankie, Becky, Patrick, and George.
Inside the family's dairy shed, Berndt takes off his cap to talk about health care. From the farm, it's at least a half-hour drive to the nearest hospital, and that's as close as he cares to be. Berndt says it's been 20 years since he or his wife had health insurance. It started when one of their children was born prematurely with cerebral palsy. They were left with a load of debt and a dispute with their insurance carrier that cleaned out their bank account.
It left us in a really, really bad way. We were unable to purchase any food, nothing. And that's when we walked away from it.
After that, the last thing Berndt wanted to do is pay for more health insurance. So for 20 years, every doctor, dentist, or delivery has been paid out of pocket. For the last 7 years, it's been the same for the kids. Starting October 1st, Berndt could shop for coverage in the Health Insurance Marketplace. The marketplace is part of the Affordable Care Act. It's designed to bring more people into coverage, spread the risk, and send more people to primary care instead of to the emergency room. Bruce Ramji, director of Nebraska's Department of Insurance, says the marketplaces are open to everyone.
However, some individuals will qualify for a subsidy, and the only way to qualify for a subsidy would be to shop on the exchange or marketplace.
Nebraska and 26 other states are part of a federal marketplace at healthcare.gov. Other states like Colorado are setting up their own, but they're all intended to work the same way, kind of like shopping for airfare online. Put in your social security number and tax information, then compare plans and find out if you qualify for assistance. The deadline to buy from the marketplace is March 31st. And by then, no matter where you live, if you don't have insurance, you'll pay a fine at tax time, which takes us back to Bob Berndt's dairy farm. Berndt says the cost of health care is often on his mind.
It's been a constant scare. There's got to be some way that people can live with security and not have to go to bed at night worrying about what might happen and how they could lose their farm, you know, or lose their small business because of the cost and ever-growing cost of health care.
Isn't the answer to that to have insurance?
No. No, it's not.
Berndt plans to forego coverage for the time being and pay the fine. He believes the government should promote more health to bring down costs instead of more health insurance. In fact, 58% of rural Nebraskans think Obamacare will fail to reduce costs. Just 13% say it could work. Brian Depew, executive director of the Center for Rural Affairs, thinks people will get past issues with politics or policy once they learn more.
We're working really hard to get beyond the politics because at the end of the day, there's pieces of the Affordable Care Act that can benefit everybody, no matter what your political stripes.
Just getting the word out is a big stumbling block in rural areas. Keith Mueller studies rural health policy at the University of Iowa. He says when the Medicare Part D drug plan came out in 2005, it made slow progress at first.
It's just challenging to reach anyone, and even more challenging if you don't have the advantages of mass marketing that you do in an urban area.
But Brian Depew thinks Obamacare could have a big upside in rural America. For instance, a larger portion of rural than urban families are expected to qualify for subsidized insurance. So perhaps more farm families may be able to afford comprehensive coverage rather than just a basic plan as a safety net.
And it's as much an insurance plan on the farm as it is on their health.
Bob Burnt is aware that holding out on health care is a calculated risk. He says all of farming is that way. He shoos flies out of the beat-up family minivan, and we drive to their big 20-acre vegetable field. Christine Burnt loads buckets with red and yellow tomatoes, but the fall harvest was cut short after back-to-back hailstorms hit last month.
We lost all of our watermelons, all of our vine crops got wiped out through the hail, all of our winter squashes got wiped out.
Those were uninsured, too. Burnt says they're always saving up for those bumps in the road, whether they have to do with hail or health. The question starting October 1st will be, how many of the nation's roughly 8 million rural uninsured step up to the health marketplaces, and how many decide to go their own way? I'm Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.
An MU researcher is tracking human movement through the DNA of cattle. University of Missouri professor Jerry Taylor gave this year's 21st Century Core of Discovery lecture in Memorial Union. The crowded room listened to Taylor's presentation on the work he and his team have conducted for the last several years.
We've been interested in how humans have helped shape the genome of cattle. And by studying that, we're actually able to recapitulate human movements throughout the world with their cattle.
Rob Walker is an assistant professor in the Department of Anthropology and was in attendance.
It's just some of the most exciting sort of cutting-edge science that's going on campus. It was a really nice mix of being lots of fun humor, so lots of good laughs, but then just really solid science, some of the great work that him and his lab have put together.
The 21st Century Core of Discovery Lecture is an annual event that commemorates the Lewis and Clark Expedition. A report from the University of Missouri's Interdisciplinary Center for Food Security shows more than one in five Missouri households with children worry about not having enough food. Sandy Bracoon is the director of the Interdisciplinary Center for Food Security and is one of the authors of the 2013 Missouri Hunger Atlas. He says the center's research is trying to empower individuals and families with limited resources.
Right now we are working, at the University of Missouri on trying to help people make better decisions, on their use of limited resources. People have limited resources. How can they get the most bang for their dollars at the grocery store and trying to meet both their calorie and their nutritional needs?
And that'll do it for this week's Under the Microscope. I'm Raymond Tongakar. Thanks for listening.